It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea. March is Women's History Month, and we're taking the month to recognize the contributions of many Georgia women to the history of the state. Civil rights icon Rosalind Pope is a woman who made some of that history. She wrote an appeal for human rights in 1960 when she returned to America after a year-long scholarship in Paris. This document was the heartbeat of the Atlanta student movement, which sought to end segregation. Rosalind Pope was appointed as president of the student government at Spelman College in Atlanta. That's where her activism started, on the campus of Atlanta University. On Second Thought, producer Fenley Fox and met with Rosalind Pope.
Rosalind Pope was the main driver of the Atlanta student movement with her document, An Appeal for Human Rights in the 1960s. Here is an excerpt from the document. We do not intend to wait placidly for those rights, which are already legally and morally ours, to be meted out to us at a time. Today's youth will not sit by submissively while being denied all of the rights, privileges, and joys of life. I wanted to interview Rosalind Pope because I wanted to know her thinking behind the document. Well, here's Rosalind Pope.
Four students at North Carolina A&T College in Greensboro had made the daring move of sitting in at a restaurant to get coffee and pie, which they were not allowed to do. The Jim Crow laws said that black people did not eat along with white people. So in terms of Jim Crow, it was illegal. But they had taken that, made that move, and that's what kicked off the student movement in 1960, was that daring move of those four students. So since I had been in Paris the previous year and had had a wonderful taste of freedom, I had not encountered any place that I couldn't go, any place I couldn't eat or listen to music or study or go to the library. You know, even the libraries, the public libraries, were segregated during this period. So everything was a no to us. But I had been to Paris and I had had nothing but yeses for a whole year. Lonnie King had been in the Navy. And so even though the services were somewhat segregated, they were more integrated than the rest of society because they were government installations. So he also had had that taste of freedom.
Let's talk about your document, An Appeal for Human Rights. Explain to me your thinking process when you wrote that document.
Well, I think I was glad to have an opportunity. The six presidents of the colleges making up the University Center, they called together three students from each college to come and talk about what they had heard on the grapevine, that students were planning to make a move. They were planning to go downtown and picket and sit in, that we were going to follow what Greensboro had done. And they were not happy about it. And so efforts were made in this meeting of 18 people, which came to be known as the Committee on the Appeal for Human Rights. And since it fell upon me, because the committee didn't work very well that we thought could put it together, so at the last minute, before it was due, I started and wrote through the day and the night, and we got it together just before it was due. And I was glad to be able to have an opportunity to say the things that are mentioned in the appeal.
Your journey started with the appeals for human rights. It's a document that's going to go down in history. Ms. Rosalind, what does that feel like to know that you were part of such a momentous, such a great movement?
I could not have imagined it at the time. You know, we were trying to get our walking papers to take to the streets, and it was in that spirit, though as I wrote it, I realized how important it was to me that I was writing it. I didn't know that it would be taught in different classrooms all over the country and even in other countries. And so it's gratifying. It feels good to have made a contribution. I'll put it that way.
Ms. Rosalind Pope, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Finley. I've enjoyed meeting you and talking with you.
That was Rosalind Pope, civil rights activist, speaking with On Second Thought producer Finley Foxen.